A Mexican university that trains students to work in the U.S. has had three Americans jailed. The arrests stem from a dispute over land in the southern state of Oaxaca. The current occupant of the land is an ailing 91-year-old American named Russell Ames. He and his wife donated the house to the university 15 years ago. She has since died, and now the university says Ames must leave. NPR's Jerry Haddon reports from Oaxaca.
Back in the 1950s, Russell and Jean Ames, artists and educators, built this cozy post-and-beam house on 20 acres in the hilly outskirts of Oaxaca City. When they donated the land to the Mexico City-based University of the Americas, they wanted to remain here until their deaths. But because of an oversight, the contract only allowed for Jean to stay. She tried to amend it, but died in 2000, and now the university wants longtime resident Russell gone. Lying in his bed, surrounded by books, the lanky, white-haired widower says he thought he was secure here in the house.
I had automatically assumed that it was ours together, and we did everything together.
Russell and his neighbors, among them other Americans, say the university is unfairly pressuring the elderly Ames to leave. Off record, neighbors and attorneys say state authorities are using strong-arm tactics to force Ames off the land. The university's rector, Alejandro Gertz Manero, rejects those claims. Gertz is currently serving as chief of Mexico's federal police. The only thing I know is that Mr. Ames is still there, he says. No one has evicted him from the property. There has been no attempt to do so. In fact, the university has tried to evict Ames twice since May. Gertz Manero's name appears on the first notice. But each time the police have arrived, local villagers have driven them off. Moises Perez is the municipal president. He says Ames will stay as long as he's in charge of the area. Russell was one of the first foreigners to arrive here, he says. A pioneer, we could say. He's been a good person because he always lends his car when his neighbors have had to go to the hospital. We have a lot of love for him here. It seemed the land dispute had reached a standoff this fall, until the university sent in the police again last month, this time to arrest Russell's friends and caretakers who've lived with him for years. The charge, trying to take over the property by force. Among those arrested are Joe Simpson, a friend who's been on the land for 15 years and is dying of cancer, and Ames' bedside aide Mary Ellen Sanger, an American who has cared for Ames for 3 years. Sanger and the others are now in a Oaxacan state prison, facing 3 to 14 years in jail. Sanger says the night of October 6, police arrived at the Ames house and forced her, Simpson, and American John Barbato into their trucks for a trip downtown to answer some questions. They went straight to jail. Sanger was reached by phone inside the prison.
Mexico has a justice system that seems easily manipulated because our charges are not a misunderstanding of what we've done, they're rather total fabrication.
Sanger is being held in a 15 by 15 foot cell with 40 other women. They sleep on the floor. In 2 hearings before a state judge, the university representative who accused the Americans of the land seizure has failed to appear. In the meantime, Ames, distraught over his friend's incarceration, has sued the University of the Americas to get his land back.
Because I have such a poor opinion of the people who are running the university. I find them to be impossibly immoral and greedy and dishonest and everything bad. They'd come and take my innocent friends and take them and put them in jail. For no reason. That's reason enough for me to dislike them.
The prisoners and U.S. diplomats protesting against the jailings say they've been told that if Ames drops his civil suit, the Americans will be freed. So far, Ames has refused, calling that offer extortion. Jerry Haddon, NPR News.